Hello, good morning. Thank you for calling Concord Mortgage. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
You just
Hi, good morning, sir.
Someone just called me from this?
Yeah, good
Remember?
morning. Is this Scott?
Yes, it is.
Good morning, Mr. Thomas. The reason my name is Kenny and we were calling from Concord Mortgage. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Oh, I'm fine.
That's great to know. The reason of the call was regarding a credit pull you did recently for a mortgage transaction, sir. We're actually one of the lenders, and we would like, to put some numbers together for you so you can compare them to your current offer. Now, Mr. Thomas, were you looking around to purchase a home to refinance, or you wanted to cash out?
No, we were. What I did is I was just dipping my toe in the water to buy a new home.
Oh, great, sir.
And I was just, like I said, haven't even looked or anything. I haven't talked to any banks or anything. So I just, and I'm eligible for a VA first-time home buyers thing. So I was just testing it out. That's all.
Great. So if you allow me just one moment, I'm going to connect you with one of our licensed agents so they can just provide you basic information, just some numbers. It's absolutely for free with no obligation. And from there, if you want, you could take it further. If not, you just let it go, okay? It will only
Okay.
take 3 minutes of your time. All right. Give me a second and I'm going to go ahead and connect your call. I will be on the line with you until I introduce you to them, okay?
Okay.
Great. Give me just 1 second, Mr. Thompson. Appreciate your time.
Good morning, this is Daryl Shergan.
Good morning,
Yes, sir.
Daryl. I have Mr. Scott Thomas on the other line, and he was interested in purchasing and to getting some numbers.
Hi, Scott. Good morning. Nice to meet you.
Morning.
Thanks for taking our call. Yeah, happy to work up some figures for you. This is for a purchase, you said?
Yeah, well, hold on a second. Let me. So like right now, we live in a 1963 double wide, and my wife and I have been discussing for quite some time to taking that down and putting up a new house. So
okay.
that's we haven't spoken to any builders or banks or anything. All I basically dipped my finger in because I'm eligible for a first time home buyers VA benefit. So,
okay.
I just was testing it out what that benefit entails, what kind of home loan we could get. That's all. I haven't spoken to any realtors or anything. I was
okay.
just.
Thanks for sharing and thanks for your service. What state are you in?
New York.
Oh, nice to meet you, neighbor. I'm in Long Island.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm up in Syracuse area, Onondaga County.
I'm very familiar. I'm very jealous. You get to go to dinosaur barbecue whenever you want. I just have to.
And whenever I want. Yeah, we actually just drove by. So.
So I usually, I've been going up to that area, Watertown, Lake Ontario, camping over there. Renting houseboats up out of Gananoque up in Thousand Islands just all my life. Awesome.
Oh, okay.
Nice to meet you. All right, so do you currently own the property you're living in?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the VA does new construction. You can do 100% financing, whatever it costs. That would include you'd have basically a planner. Somebody who's going to review and work directly with so the first thing you're going to need is a builder or a contractor or whatever. You can actually,
right.
like, depending on how hands-on and involved you want to get, if you know nothing about construction, don't want to lift so much as a hammer or a paintbrush, you hire a builder who's going to build your house. And they draw up the plans. You're basically buying them for plans, construction, permits, and everything, soup to nuts. And the VA planner will review that, make sure that's kosher within guidelines, and you can borrow 100% of the total amount. We don't do those for the, I do a lot of VA loans for sure in 32
right.
states, but, for the new construction, it's just not our cup of tea. There are, you know, a few lenders who specialize in just that. It's not to say I haven't in my lifetime. I used to work for Wachovia and then became Wells Fargo. I used to do a lot of new construction, but we were also kind of known for that back then.
Right.
My company I work for now, Contour Mortgage, really not, it's not our appetite. I've asked them about that, and they're like, yeah, construction loans are out there. We have like Flagstar is one lender that we sell loans to, but they don't really have a worked up, like, trained staff who's experienced. It's not like we're doing that kind of business every day. Which is too bad, but just means I'm not going to sit here and experiment and cut my teeth. It's not that I don't understand it. I've probably done hundreds of new construction loans in the business 25 years. But what you, for that, I really need also like a staff that's very experienced in it, doesn't have to learn for the first time. So what I'm going to recommend is two things. First, call the VA. You know, when you call to check your eligibility and stuff like that, they actually have a mortgage hotline for VA, and you can call them and ask them who they would recommend for your county that's closed new construction for veterans. And they probably can check that for you. And then, you know, no harm, no foul. I mean, I'm not intended to do
right.
every single loan out there in the world, but I like your plan there. And how many acres do you have?
We don't have a whole lot. It's like 3/4 of an acre.
Okay.
It's nice a very action. Small lot. It's a very nice community. It's in Skaneateles. It's right in the Finger Lakes.
Dougie's Fish
there.
Fry, I know.
Doug's Fish Fry, yes. I drive by it every day. So, yeah, so we've been there for about 20 years. So,
cool.
We're not really thinking a new construction. We're thinking maybe a modular manufactured home.
Even better, more cost effective.
Yeah,
and all you have to do is the site work, prep work, and then foundation, and they come in, and they literally, it's awesome. Modular, absolutely the way to go. Factory built in parts,
yeah.
assembled on site.
You're
in your house in 30 days or less. It's a beautiful thing. Actually, a couple of weeks. Good for you, man.
Now, does the VA do those or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
So you
modular home is no different. You know, so like it's new and it gets
mm-hmm.
constructed, but
right. okay.
it's a shorter process. There's no difference in the end between a modular home and any other frame-built house. The only distinction, you know, people get that one confused when they think mobile home, which comes in on a trailer, sits on a trailer frame.
Right, yeah, this will
different.
Not be a – it'll be a modular, it'll be a – a bigger.
There's nothing wrong with those either, and the VA does those as well.
Absolutely. Okay, they do that. Okay.
Yeah, in some areas of the country, it's just not cost effective to go build a frame house. You know, I mean, 2.25, 250 minimum to build a house when you're doing frame built, versus some areas of the country, you're just never going to get your money back. So that's why they do mobile homes. They're well built. I don't have any problem. I've done hundreds of those as well. Modular is different. That's where, like, you know, it comes in sections, 2 or 4. Or I've seen two-story colonial-sized homes. And you know what? They're built by factory spec, so they're always going to check and measure, and everything's done in prefab. So your insulation, your paint, everything is just basically – yeah, it's really interesting. I've been out there for installs for those. It's a lot quicker when you do it that way. I would recommend – if you have a good manufactured or modular home company in the area, they can even do the log homes. Not real log homes, but they look like, and they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that loan for you, my friend, but unfortunately that's not something that we're – I've asked about it, and they told me, Daryl, for us to do a VA new construction, it's possible, but, like, you know, I didn't get a whole lot of – not a whole lot of attention on that. We're – I guess they're a little more vanilla. Sorry about that.
Well, that's fine. I do have one question for you, though.
So my wife and I were going to hold off to 2024 in the hopes of a new administration to where the interest rates might come back down.
For sure. I'm hoping the same thing, my friend.
Prayers. Would that be? Yeah. Thank you. Would it be wise to hold off and see where the political system goes to where our money is going to be worth more?
That's a good question. Anybody who answers that is just a bullshitter and lying to you, because who has a crystal ball? But what we can do is use our brain, right? 8 pounds of beautiful God-given computer capacity inside our head. So let's just face it, we have criminals. There's always been criminals, but we have extremely obvious on the surface criminals right now running the show. Janet Yellen is not the one who controls these things. Neither is Biden.
Right.
These are puppets. These are puppets who are performing an act on a stage, and they're intended to look like incredibly inept, stupid people, so we could sit there and throw tomatoes at them. But really, there's more, I think, intelligent planning behind these dumb people.
Yes.
They need war. They need catastrophe to distract us and keep us in fear, to try and keep themselves from I don't think the government's ever been this close to being actually brought to task for their crimes. It's beautiful. I'm watching, hoping that the show gets better. But in the meantime, can I answer that question for you? No. But what I can tell you is I still have to live every day of my life and take care of the family, feed my kids, and yet hopefully not get tricked and fooled and emotionally riled up every 5 seconds with what's the newest next stupid thing that they're going to put us in fear over, UFOs.
Right.
If I get trying. So I think you and I, listen, I got to
you and I don't care easily.
No, and I've gotten even a lot better, thicker skin and better brain capacity to sniff through and see through the bullshit. As have many people. Like, I'm talking to homeowners all day long in my career, and I'm not a silent person, and I don't really care. I've actually left jobs because they didn't like the way I have conversations like you and I could be talking. When I worked for a company called Loan Depot, which is based out of California, and I'm here in New York, and they were like, Darryl, you can't have those conversations. I'm like, hey, customer wanted to chat. If you don't like the conversation, don't listen to my phone calls, because their ears were burning because they're satanic. So listen here. Short story is, I'm hoping and praying for the same thing. We're either all going to get blown up in nuclear holocaust, in which case your new home isn't going to be a problem for you.
Right.
or this is really just all fear-mongering tactics put on as a stage, a theater of war, right? That's why they call it that. And in the meantime, it really depends on what's so bad with your current home. You got a piece of property, you got a nice house, older, okay, fair enough, but is the roof leaking on your head while you sleep? Is it falling apart? Is it a ruinous self-image, like you're being criticized by your neighbors and you care about them and you must have a new home? Or maybe, different seasons in time in life. If you were sitting there paying $2,000 a month in rent to a landlord so you could put their kids through college, I'd say, there's now is always a better time to own than paying rent and throw money out in the garbage. But, maybe conserve your resources, get ducks in a row, stockpile savings if that's possible these days.
We find a way. We find a way to put money aside. So, we don't spend. My wife and I are very frugal, so.
I just did a loan not too long ago, right up there, right around the Finger Lakes, near Skinny Atlas. Nice gentleman. He runs. He's like in charge of the different water districts up there. A couple of them.
Oh, okay.
But the short story is, you have a very valid concern. If there's nothing driving you right now in crisis to go build new construction, that's all up to you. Who knows? Inflation could hit, and everything costs 20 to 30% more next year. You would have wished you built now. I don't know. Or
gotcha.
Maybe it's all right, the place you have right now. It's not like you're homeless. But when the time comes, listen.
It's falling apart.
What is oh, it's falling apart. Well, that'll happen from 1963 to 2023.
Yeah.
You got a 60-year-old. And back then, the way they built those, they were never intended to last as long as some of them have. So you must have been maintaining
exactly.
it very, very well.
Yeah, we've done
three quarters of it.
Yeah. We've pushed it to its limits. You know, we've got the three kids in the house, and one's graduating this year. But, you know, there's five of us in there. It's small. And I've been hounding my wife for a decade. And, but she's frugal. She's not going to, you know, put her head on the chopping block that easily. So we're walking in very cautiously. And, you know, we're, like you said, we're putting our ducks in a row. And so that's what initiated my calls in the first place.
Oh,
so.
I got an idea for you. Hold on. I'm going to send you a quick text message. This is Daryl Shergan with Contour Mortgage. Hang on to my contact info. So watch this. So three kids. And your oldest is about to graduate. Congratulations. Nice.
Well, thank you.
We're a similar age. I've got three daughters. My oldest is a freshman in college, and I have a second one graduating this year. These kids are going to end up with a whole lot of student loans, I'll tell you that much. And that's part of what keeps them on track and keeps them serious when they're in school.
Absolutely.
They understand there's a debt to be repaid. They're not getting a free lunch. This way they don't go out partying all the time, but they're good kids. So, listen, I want to plant the seed. Would I be correct in assuming there's somewhere between the age of 45 and 55?
Yeah, I'll be 55 in March.
Amen. Okay, so retirement hopefully coming up sometime in the next decade if plans go well?
Yeah, everything goes right 65, yeah.
All right. Watch this. Sometimes it's easier to – okay, let me rephrase this. Think about, is that where you want to live the rest of your life and you're planning on dropping a house there? So this is it, honey. We're here for the long haul. This is the area we want to retire, grow old, and eventually move on in this house. Or was there someplace else in the country that you would ultimately like to get to, in which case, not a bad idea to maybe buy a property there? You could do, there's a lot of good deals on new construction elsewhere. I'm not suggesting that I'm just asking what's your appetite for, like, this may be it. You may love to go bass fishing right there in your own backyard. Good. God bless. Awesome. Just out of curiosity, what's that plan?
It's funny you mention that because I've been running through my head. I'd love to be a snowbird and have a place down near St. Pete's. Yeah. So.
Uh-huh. I'm very familiar. That's actually right where my daughter's going to college. So we were just down there in Clearwater a couple of months ago, dropping her off and moving her in. It's an awesome area. So
was that South?
You know what? Florida's, yeah, that Gulf area. And there's parts of St. Pete's that you want to, well, if you've been down there, you know. It reminded me of Brooklyn, where I grew up. But there's other parts that are really, really nice and pretty reasonably priced versus like Miami or Fort Lauderdale or Orlando. So I like that Gulf spot area. Within an hour drive of Tampa Airport, you can find some mighty nice property. So I was going to plant the seed for you and this is something that you're going to want to discuss and let germinate. Since you haven't used your VA benefit, what do you do for a living? Are your jobs like remote, or are you physically need to show up?
I physically work. I work for Onondaga County, so I actually work for the government. So
gotcha. Okay. So think about that. If you wanted to purchase a second home, and then Airbnb it now. You don't have to book hotels or pay for Airbnbs or lodging when you go on vacation. And this is something I would give you a homework assignment. Go on Airbnb and price out if you've never booked an Airbnb in your life, go check it out. Like, let's say the next time you were going to go down and visit that area, how much would you pay for a hotel? Like, and I'm not talking about a Hilton Honors. I'm talking about Ramada, like the Hampton Inn type good lodging where you're going to get a decent night's sleep and crackheads aren't going to break into your car while you're sleeping.
Right.
Probably about $150 to $200 a night for a hotel room at an okay place, not top of the line. Here's why I mention that. So you go do a little bit of price shopping, and you can go on like Expedia and pretend you're going to book, and you don't have to pay for it. You don't have to book. Gives you kind of like a little simulator for, and then you go check out on Airbnb what it would cost if you were going to book a similar type, like a two bedroom condo or a three bedroom house, whatever
yeah.
you would ultimately want to retire in, and you'd be very surprised because you're not in competition. You don't have to be on the water. You don't have to be in Disney. You can be just competing with. And my wife and I are super hosts with Airbnb. I'm not going to, you know, they don't pay me to promote them. I'm just going to let you know. It's not as hard as you think. It's not effortless. But if you bought a property and you book it out Airbnb and it's booked 65 to 70% of the time, you're going to be able to more than cover the mortgage payments and have a place paying off for you. And you don't have long-term tenants. You don't have to do open houses. You don't have to kick people out. They pay. If you're not familiar with Airbnb, check it out and get familiar because I got to tell you, and our property is up in Pennsylvania, maybe 45 minutes southeast of Binghamton. That's where we used to live. That's where we
okay.
have our Airbnb. And it does very well. In the winter, it's a little bit slower, so we go up there more in the off season. But in the summer, it's booked back to back to back to back from middle of May when it starts getting warm all the way through – all the way through now, I've had people over there for hunting season. You know, a bunch of hunters get a house together, and then they're going hunting 45 minutes away, but they want it. And I'm just going to let you know, it's something to think about. Not every property, some of those communities where you're in like an HOA, they may not allow it, so you want to be cognizant
right.
of that. But if you're going to go invest, maybe think about do that. It's just planting a seed, and that's why I'm going to send you my contact information because, listen, one thing I also know in 30 years of marriage is that my wife and I, when we approach things as a partnership, as a team, as best friends, things go well. If we're at odds, things don't go well. So maybe you're going to build a new construction house up there where you live, and you do have a decade left to really maximize that pension. But in the meantime, if it should come to pass that you want to look at buying something and set up that retirement for yourself and that snowbird house, you could have it paid off every single – this is why I got into Airbnb 5 years ago. We used to do long-term rentals, and it sucks. I have to fix everything after somebody moves out. I have to remind them that they have to pay rent every month. It sucks. And I can't stand people utilizing my property thinking they're doing me a favor when they pay rent. With Airbnb, it's different. And it removes a lot of the issues. So think about that. And I've had clients like years ago that were paying off their Airbnb properties in 3 to 5 years because it's just that different of a business model. So you might be able to get $1,800 a month for rent. You'd be able to make $3,000 to $4,000 a month with Airbnb. That's gonna really accelerate if you didn't even need the money to spend. You just pay the mortgage off quickly. How nice would it be to have a free and clear property? That helps you
right.
when you want to snowbird. So I texted you. Now I'm going to email you. What's your email address?
It's all lowercase mcian3@yahoo.com.
M as in Mary, C-I-A, M as in Mary 3, or N?
No, McIan. M-C-I-A-N. Yeah. N as in Nancy.
Gotcha. All right.
My oldest boy is named Ian. So.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. His name is Ian? Okay.
Yes.
He's a magician without the magic. Just joking.
Yeah.
I have a good friend named Ian. That's my longest running joke with him. Hang on, I'm sending you nothing fancy. I'm just sending you my contact information because you may want to keep in contact. and brainstorm with me over time, regardless of whether I ever do a loan for you or not. Just sometimes a sounding board and a little bit
Absolutely.
Of brainstorm. And I enjoy this kind of conversation. Yeah. New home construction. Hey, who knows? Maybe they'll listen to me and we'll get some avenues of new construction business and they'll hire up a bunch of people so I don't have to be sitting here only being the only one who knows construction. But and in the meantime, be kind to your neighbors, even if they're ignorant and asleep and don't know what's going on in the world. Let's pray for better days. Let's pray for a hedge of protection and wisdom in this country. We need it now more than ever. It's very nice to meet you. And
very nice talking to you.
Have a great day, Scott. You got it.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.